Warning, the following podcast is not fit for many adults, let alone most children. Unless you're Kenzie Gunn, then it's okay. Just ask your dad. This show has words and concepts that would make most Rennies and Festies secretly poop themselves. If you are a sensitive listener, or about to become a sensitive listener, then you should stop listening now. For those of you that are still listening, shame on you.
Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Wouldn't it be amazing to walk among the rolling green hills of Ireland? Picture the texture of standing stones, the sounds of Irish fiddle, and the wet taste of Guinness on your lips, and you're just now beginning to understand how cool it will be next June when you join me on another Celtic Invasion of Ireland. The trip is scheduled for June 13th through 20th, 2011, and if you don't want to leave the country, you can enjoy similar exciting experiences in New Orleans or on the west coast of the United States. Find out all the details at CelticInvasion.com.
This is the Renaissance Festival podcast, show number 152, Kristen's Totally Inappropriate Porno Body Holiday Special Show. Yes, this is the show you've heard so much about. Ever since she lost a bet with Joe Haidu over whether Gimli and Hagrid were played by the same person, this is the show that Kristen has promised to podcast naked. You have all been waiting a long time for this, so let's bring her into the recording studio to say hello. Here she is, my lords and ladies, Kristen. Where'd she go? Kristen! Kristen! Tony, Joe, you go find Kristen, and we'll just start the show without her, okay? We'll just start the show and wait until she gets back. So let's start show number 152, Kristen's Totally Inappropriate Porno Body Holiday Runaway Special Show. Cue the music!
Daughter of a farming man, alas with raven locks. I met her at the Cock and Bulls, a tavern by the docks. Although we courted but a week, my love for her persisted. For when with her we swiped in ways I never knew existed.
She's a whore, yes, a whore, a lass of myth and lore. A pontifex of oral sex, she'll ride it till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes, a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs displayed will all get laid by the whore that we adore.
Her bosoms were named Mary, for they were pure and white. Her muff was named Elizabeth, cause it was nice and tight. Her nips were named Daisy and Rose, for they're like flowering buds. But her ass was named the River Thames, cause it is full of mud.
Yes, she's a whore, yes, a whore, a lass of myth and lore. A pontifex of oral sex, she'll ride it till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes, a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs displayed, we'll all get laid by the whore that we adore.
Well, soon after we parted ways, I saw her with me friend. They courted but a week or two, but that came to an end. She then did hop from bed to bed, but what made me so mad was after several months had passed, I saw her with me dad.
She's a whore, yes, a whore, a lass of myth and lore. A pontifex of oral sex, she'll ride you till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes, a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs displayed will all get laid by the whore that we adore.
One day while at the tavern here, I heard unhappy news. This country lass had died of clap, oh, what a duel to lose. Tis not as sad as one may think, as I soon realized. For all those saints now pass around, that big bed in the sky.
She's a whore, yes, a whore, a lass of myth and lore. A pontifex of oral sex, she'll ride it till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes, a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs displayed will all get laid by the whore that we adore. She's a whore, yes, a whore, a lass of myth and lore. A pontifex of oral sex, she'll ride you till you're sore. Yes, she's a whore, yes, a whore, she is dear to fleet and core. Her legs displayed will all get laid by the whore that we adore.
That whore!
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn.
And I'm Matt Letter.
And that was the Poxy Boggers with She's a Whore from Liver Let Die. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself, Mark?
Doing good. And this is, of course, the Kristen's Totally Inappropriate Body Special. And, of course, Kristen cannot make it, unfortunately. She couldn't make it till after the year. But traditionally, we've done it at the end of before the new year starts. So I figured we'd try to get it out anyways. And hopefully we'll have her back on the show in the future. And yeah, we'll work on that, right? We'll figure something out.
Yes, absolutely. And in the meantime, we'll just be playing these songs in her honor.
In her honor. So for Kristen and all the people out there who like body songs, this is for you, too. And let's play some music.
We're going to start off with Do You Have What I Have by the Dregs from Dregnog.
Said the teenager to her new boyfriend, Do you have what I have?
Do you have what I have?
Her 30-year-old pizza guy boyfriend, Do you have what I have?
Do you have what I have?
A rash, burning where I pee. Is it you gave it to me?
Was it me?
Is it you who gave it to me?
Was it me? Was it me?
Was it me?
Said the pizza guy to the prostitute.
Oh yeah, baby, do you feel that?
Do you feel what I feel?
Do you feel what I feel?
A $50 corner prostitute.
Pretty cheap.
Do you feel what I feel?
Do you feel what I feel?
An itch, I'm scratching constantly. Is there someone you usually see?
Was it me?
Is there someone you usually see?
Was it me? Was it me? Was it me?
So the prostitute went and told her pimp, Do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
Her scumbag drug dealing pimp. Do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
Before we met, I did not have this. I think it is syphilis. I think it is syphilis.
Was it me? Was not me?
Said the GYN to people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
Some advice for you good people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
Protect, protect. Put something on your dick. Then you won't end up getting sick.
On your dick.
Then you won't end up getting sick.
On your dick.
Come read me, dame. Come tell me, dame. My dame, come tell me truly. What length of grace, when well Kate Hame, will Sir a woman duly? The carlin flew her wanton tail, her wanton tail, say ready. Said I learned a song in Annandale, 9 inch will please a lady. But for a country can't like mine, and sooth vernay say gentle, we'll take 2 thumbbreads to the 9. That is a sonsy pental. I'll ease me on my Charlie lad, I'll never forget my Charlie. Swear on an handfuls and a dog, he nitched it in fairly. But very fair the Lothrin doth, and may it ne'er be thriving. For it's ne'er the length that makes me lock, but it's the double driving. Come nitch me, Tam, come nudge me, Tam, come nitch me or my navel. Loose and lug your battering ram, and thrash him at my gable. For 9 inch will please a lady.
And tall.
mayor of Bayswater. He has a lovely daughter, and the hairs of her hickey dye will hang down to her knees. If she were my daughter, I'd have them cut much shorter, and the hairs of her hickey dye will hang down to her knees. I felt it, it's just like a patch of velvet, and the hairs of her hickey dye will hang down to her knees. I know, cause I've seen them, I've been up and in between them, and the hairs of her hickey dye will hang down to her knees. Father's an Italian with balls like a bloody stallion, and the hairs of her dicky dyed will hang down to her knees. It takes a Welsh miner to find a vagina, and the hairs of her dicky dyed will hang down to her knees. I stroke them, I poke them, I've even rolled them up and smoked them, and the hairs of her dicky dyed will hang down to her knees. You have to be ready to roll them up just like spaghetti, and the hairs of her dicky dyed will hang down to her knees. There's a red one, there's a cherry one, there's a one with a dingleberry on, and the hairs of her dicky dyed will hang down to her knees. There's a black one, there's a white one, there's a one with a bit of shite on, and the hairs of her dicky dyed will hang down to her knees. There's a red one, there's a cherry one, there's a one with a dingleberry on, and the hairs of her dicky dyed will hang down to her knees. There's a black one, there's a white one, there's one with a bit of shite on, and the hairs of her dicky dyed will hang down to her knees. And the hairs of her dicky dyed will hang down to her knees.
And that was The Hairs of Her Dicky Dye Doe from Axel the Sot from his newest CD, Bottled Up.
Before that one was All the Lads in Town by the Merry Wives of Windsor from Here's to the Men.
And of course, before that was 9 Inches Will Please a Lady by Siler and Clark from their CD, Blue. So how you been, Matt? What's been new? It's been a long time.
Doing very well. We've been digging ourselves out of snow here in Minnesota. How about there? Is there any snow down there?
Snow in New Orleans. Oh, you're so funny.
You can have some of mine if you want.
I'd love it. Send some to me. No, there's no snow. It did get cold here for a few days, and unfortunately then the entire family got, you know, caught colds, and which really sucks. But overall it's now we're in the nice freezing temperatures of 60-70 degrees. So,
springtime luxury.
Springtime? This is winter. What are you talking about?
60 degrees. I would die of happiness.
I wouldn't mind a little bit of snow, but that'll wait. I think we're going to make a little trip in a few weeks. Then I'm going to go do some recording, and it'll be somewhere where there's snow. So maybe I'll get my little chance to have a little bit of snow. So Christmas, was Christmas good?
It was great. It was a lot of fun, spending time with the family and friends.
Yeah.
How about yourself? How's the new kid? How's Kenzie?
She's awesome. Like I said, we had an awesome little Christmas. Got a whole bunch of gifts for her, and now she can't you know really enjoy it this first year. But we had so much fun. It was a beautiful time. Lots of good food and a beautiful little baby. She's so cute. We got some pictures up on my Facebook too, if anyone wants to see. So you can check those out. Though I think Tony has been posting some in the RenFest podcast Facebook. So there as well. Well, you want to launch into some music?
Yeah, enough of this wholesome family goodness.
Sorry, my mistake. We brought up Christmas and usually you think wholesome family stuff. But that's the reason we started this totally inappropriate body special, holiday special, because we wanted something that was totally inappropriate for the holidays.
Absolutely.
Let's get into music. Next up is The Professions by The Interpreters from their CD Be Gentle.
Well, now the closing song about men.
My favorite topic.
How about marry the men?
My second favorite topic.
How about men you are married to?
My least favorite topic. topic.
Oh.
Well, at least they were professional.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Some of them were complete and utter professional.
That's not what I meant.
I meant... My husband's a miller, a miller, a miller. My husband's a miller, is he? All day he grinds wheat, he grinds wheat, he grinds wheat. And at night he comes home and
drinks tea.
Oh, you poor thing. I see. My husband's a sheep shearer.
A sheep shearer, a sheep shearer. My husband's a sheep shearer, is he? All day he strips sheep, he strips sheep, he strips sheep. And at night he comes home and
drinks tea. Yeah, you thought that was just me, didn't you?
Actually, yeah, I did.
No.
Because my husband's a beaver, a beaver, a beaver.
Oh, my husband, you can't say that!
You can't
say that. See, a man's not a beaver.
Of course a man can be a beaver.
A woman's a beaver.
What?
Well, part of a woman.
What?
Well, that special part.
My husband's a dam fixer, a dam fixer, a dam fixer. My husband's a dam fixer, is he?
You're sick.
All day he plugs holes, he plugs holes, he plugs holes. And at night he comes home and
drinks tea.
Go ahead, laugh it up. Wait till your husband gets a job. My husband's a beef eater.
A beef eater.
A beef eater. My husband's a... What?
Your husband's a beef eater?
Yes!
I think I know your problem.
I don't get it.
No, and you won't.
My husband's a glass blower, a glass blower, a glass blower. My husband's a glass blower, is he? All day he blows glass, he blows glass, he blows glass. And at night he comes home and
drinks tea.
Well, see? You're not getting it either. My husband's a yeoman.
A yeoman, a yeoman. My husband's a yeoman, is he? All day he thrusts pikes, he thrusts pikes.
God's death, it is so hard to get your tongue around.
Good. You have no idea.
Yeah. And at night he comes home and
drinks tea.
Yeah.
It almost makes you want to give up men.
Ooh.
Almost.
My husband's a husband, a husband, a husband. My husband's a husband, is he? All day he drinks tea, he drinks tea, he drinks tea. And at night he comes home and drinks me. Duh.
Men. I hate men.
Tea. I hate tea.
You know, Heather MacDonald is always bragging about what she likes to do with her menfolk. Although I can't say as I blame her, because I like to brag too. Heather, tell them what you'd do to one and then I'll tell them.
Oh, good idea.
All right.
Now, here is number one, and he's buttering up me bun.
Will you roll me over, lay me down, and do it again? Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Well, here is number two. It's been so long, he's turning blue.
Oh, no.
It takes me a while. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Do it again.
Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Oh, now here is number three. He likes me down upon my knees.
Don't they all, dear?
They do.
Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over. Over in the clover, roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Well, here is number four. He proved it's true that less is more.
Oh, it's not the same eyes, it's where you stick it. That's right.
You just keep thinking that, boyo. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Do it again.
Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
And now here is number 5. I'm surprised I'm still alive.
Oh my.
Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Well, here is number 6. He showed me some brand new tongue tricks.
Oh, I want him on your dun.
La 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 la. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Again and again.
Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Oh, no, here is number 7. Oh, he took me straight to heaven.
Oh, that's the only way you're getting there.
It's true. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Well, here is number 8. He likes to watch me masticate. It means to chew.
Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Oh no, here is number 9. Don't worry, the baby's doing fine.
Oh, it's his! Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Oh, please!
Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Now here is number 10. And when we're through,
we'll start again! Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Do it again!
Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again. Roll me over, lay me down, and do it again.
Old MacDonald has a farm! E-I-E-I-O, tink!
Because it's Sunday, we're going to sing a song about a vicar. All right? And a vicar is a sort of an English priest. To become one, you have to study a long time, pass all your exams, and eventually you will get a vicar license. A vicar license. I hear they had to get a vicar license for the pub before they could open up.
With oh, them. No, I think that was a liquor license.
A liquor license? Why would they need that?
You got to ask them.
Bye. Bye. I would blow any joke to say goodbye to her. And I'd blow anyone to say hello. So. I love you, Bailey, every chance I get. There once was a vicar, and a very holy vicar, was walking down the street one day, when he heard a little voice, excuse me, vicar, won't you help me, vicar, the voice did say. Well, the vicar looked round, and all he could see was a tiny little frog sitting on the ground. Whoa. It is a tiny little frog sitting on the ground. My dear little froggy, did you speak to me? Was it you who spoke when I heard that sound? Nope. The frog has to say yes. Could you do that for me? Could you just say yes?
Yes.
A woman said yes to me.
Said yes to the whole bear.
Yes, said the frog. Won't you help me, vicar? I'm really not a frog, you see. I'm a choir boy, really, but a wicked fairy cast a nasty spell on me. And the only way that I can be saved from this evil spell, the little frog said,
ribbit,
is for someone to take me and put me in a place where a holy man has laid his head. Well, frog. Well, the vicar took him home and put him on his pillows. There he lay till the break of day. The very next morning, a blessed miracle. Ding. The spell was broken, I'm glad to say. And there was the choir boy in bed with the vicar. And I hope this all to you makes sense. For there, my lords and members of the jury, rest the case for the defense.
And that was The Vicar and the Frog from Barnyard Bedlam, a cock and bull story by the Bedlam Bards.
Before that was Crassroots with Roll Me Over from their CD, The Orphan Celtic Children's Whiskey Fund. That's a good fund to invest in, I must say.
You know, oh, absolutely.
You know, orphan children just don't get enough whiskey.
Never enough whiskey.
But then again, other children don't get enough whiskey, too.
Maybe there's another fund for that.
that would be fun.
I like that the Celtic children have their own specific fund.
Well, obviously, you know, oh, I mean, yeah. The Italian children have a fund for wine, you know, orphaned Italian wine, children's wine fund, I think it's called.
There you go.
Or is that the French? Italian children would have grappa, maybe? I don't know. Any case... Let's get on with some more music. Next up is The Pudding Song from Seymour. It's from his CD, Seymour Says.
And now, the song you all came to hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Here is the big song. I'm getting a bit tonight, tonight. I'm getting a bit tonight. Me mother says I must be quick if I'm to have the spotted dick. I loves me roly-poly, it fills me with delight. I haven't had any since Easter, but I'm getting a bit tonight. La-di-di-di-di-di, la-di-di. Wait a minute. I can see on some faces a bit of discouragement. Some of you think this is a dirty song. This is not a dirty song. I will only teach you this song if you will repeat after me. This is not a dirty song.
This is not a dirty song.
This is not a filthy song.
This is not a filthy song.
This song's about pudding.
This song's about pudding.
Roly-poly is a pudding.
Roly-poly is a pudding.
Spotted Dick is a pudding.
Spotted Dick is a pudding.
Honest to gosh, I wouldn't lie to you.
Honest to gosh, I wouldn't lie to you.
Now I can teach you this song. It's a very simple song, so most of you can keep up. It goes like this. I'm getting a bit tonight, tonight.
I'm getting a bit tonight, tonight.
I'm getting a bit tonight.
I'm getting a bit tonight.
Me mother says I must be quick.
Me mother says I must be quick.
If I'm to have the spotted dick.
If I'm to have the spotted dick.
I loves me roly-poly.
I loves me roly-poly.
It fills me with delight.
It fills me with delight.
I haven't had any since Easter, but I don't know what Easter, but it is, by the way. I haven't had any since Easter, but...
I haven't had any since Easter, but...
I'm getting a bit tonight.
I'm getting a bit tonight.
Then everybody sings, la-di-di-di-di-di, la-di-di-di-di-di, and then we interrupt the song with a bit of art. Art. If art's not here, then I'll do a poem.
Dirty.
And that is the song, The Pudding Song. Are we ready to do The Pudding Song?
Yes!
All together. I'm getting a bit tonight. I'm getting a bit tonight. Me mother says I must be quick. If I'm to have the spotted dick, I loves me roly-poly. It fills me with delight. I haven't had any since Easter, but I'm getting a bit tonight.
Wait.
I have a poem.
Oh.
poem.
Poem is.
A man named Big Sam had died. And 400 women cried. They buried Sam down under 6 feet of ground, and most of him still stood outside. Who came from Khartoum, used to carry young boys to his room. In the height of this fever, this Sudanese weaver is what we called a fruit of the loom. Shakespearean limerick. There once was an old man named Lear, who had no one to give him some cheer. His love life was out. It had been such a drought, he couldn't even get head on his beer. There once was a young man named Doc, whose love life kept him up round the clock. The ladies revered him, and some of them feared him, because he had a 19-inch scar down the side of his face. It was really terrible, but he was a nice boy, and he wrote his mother. Just a little lad, I love me pudding well. Me mother, she made spotted dick like ringing on a bell. A roly-poly pudding, gore, it tasted swell. And if you think this song is dirty, you can go straight to, well, I'm getting a bit tonight, tonight. I must be quick, time to have the spotted dick. I love me roly-poly, it fills me with delight. I haven't had any since Easter, but I'm getting a bit tonight. La-di-di-di-di-di, one more time. I'm getting a bit tonight, tonight, getting a bit tonight. My mother says I must be quick, time to have the spotted dick. I love me roly-poly, it fills me with delight. I haven't had any since Easter, but I still don't know what Easter Bud is. I'm getting a bit. Oh, I think I hurt myself. Tonight!
When Sylvia, in bathing, her charms does expose, the pretty banquet dancing under her nose. My heart is just ready to part from my soul and leap from my hiding place into her bowl. Each day I provide to her lady a bribe. Today I gave her a crown to bring me the water where Sylvia sat down. Let crazy physicians perceive they can cure. Their virtue is doubtful, but Sylvia's is sure.
at command. He talked of the slit that she had above knee. Said she, I'll have no tailor stitch it for me. My thing is my own, I keep it so still. All the young lasses can do what they will. My thing is my own, I keep it so still. All the young lasses can do what they will. Now here I could brave of 100 or more, besides all the gangsters recited before, who made their addresses in hopes of a snack. But young as I was, I understood that my thing is my own, I keep it so still. All the young lasses can do what they will. My thing is my own, I keep it so still. All the young lasses can do what they will.
And he called for his fiddlers, one, two, three. Fiddle-diddle-dee, fiddle-dee, said the fiddlers, mighty fine men are we. There's no one here can drink more beer than the boys in the rotary. Hail Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Stick five firecrackers at the Queen's bunghole, go bang, 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 bang. Woo! Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his wife in the middle of the night, and he called for his jugglers, one, two, three. Balls in the air, said the jugglers, fiddle-diddle-dee, fiddle-dee, said the fiddlers, mighty fine men are we. There's no one here can drink more beer than the boys in the rogues gallery.
How is your father?
All right.
How about your mother?
Half tight.
How about your sister?
She might.
Get any lately?
Last night.
Oompa loompa, stick it up your doompa, woo! Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his wife in the middle of the night, and he called for his bakers, one, two, three. Butter up the buns, said the bakers. Balls in the air, said the jugglers. Fiddle-diddle-dee, fiddle-dee, said the fiddlers. Mighty fine men are we. There's no one here can drink more beer than the boys in the goat gallery. Hail Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Stick five firecrackers up the Queen's bunghole, go bang, 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 bang. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his wife in the middle of the night, and he called for his painters, one, two, three. Slap it up and down, said the painters. Butter up the buns, said the bakers. Balls in the air, said the jugglers. Fiddle-diddle-dee, fiddle-dee, said the fiddlers. Mighty fine men are we. There's no one here can drink more beer than the boys in the rogues gallery.
How is your father?
All right.
How about your mother?
Half tight.
How about your sister?
She might.
Get any lately?
Last night.
Oompa loompa, stick it up your doompa, woo! Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his wife in the middle of the night, and he called for his butchers, one, two, three. Tenderize the meat, beat the meat, says the butcher. Slap it up and down, said the painters. Butter up the buns, said the bakers. Balls in the air, said the jugglers. Fiddle-diddle-dee, fiddle-dee, said the fiddlers. Mighty fine men are we. There's no one here can drink more beer than the boys in the rogues gallery. Hail Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Stick five firecrackers at the Queen's bunghole, go bang, 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 bang. Woo! Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his wife in the middle of the night, and he called for his jousters, one, two, three. Pole in the hole, said the jousters. Tender as the meat, beat the meat, said the butchers. Flap it up and down, said the painters. Butter up the buns, said the bakers. Balls in the air, said the jugglers. Fiddle-diddle-dee, fiddle-dee, said the fiddlers. Mighty fine men are we. There's no one here can drink more beer than the boys in the rogues gallery.
How is your father?
All right.
How about your mother?
Half tight.
How about your sister?
She might.
Get any lately?
Last night.
Oompa loompa, stick it up your doompa, woo! Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his wife in
in the middle of the night, and he called for his generals, 1, 2, 3. Attack from the rear, said the generals. Pull in the hole, said the jousters. Tenderize the meat, beat the meat, says the butchers. Fluff it up and down, said the painters. Butter up the buns, said the bakers. Balls in the air, said the jugglers. Fiddle-deedle-dee, said the fiddlers. Mighty fine men are we. There's no one here can drink more beer than the boys in the rogues gallery. Hail Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Stick five firecrackers at the Queen's bunghole. Go bang, 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 bang. Woo!
And that was Old King Cole by Iris and Rose from Bedtime Stories.
And before that, Merry Mischief with My Thing Is My Own from Lusty Ditties.
And before that one, Craig of Farrington with When Sylvia Is Bathing from his CD Naughty.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to have some more music, more stuff happening next year. Do you have any thoughts on what festivals you're going to be visiting next year?
Ooh, it's going to be a mysterious surprise. I'm going to be all over the place if I can.
Are you really? Are you going to stay mostly in your area? Do you think you'll make it out to some far-flung festivals?
I think I'll be mostly in this area, but if you're interested in having a representative from the Renaissance Festival podcast visit your fair, you should email us and let us know.
Contact us, and we can see if we can get Matt out there to interview your entire cast and people everywhere, and it'll be awesome.
And hey, so, if you are willing to fly me out to a place to interview your entire cast, I will do it for nothing.
There you go. So if we can help, you can contact us if you want to send in money and support the podcast to get him out to your fair, then
money
feel free.
And plane tickets.
Yep. And plane tickets, yes. Well, maybe we can get the money to pay for plane tickets, you know, donations, which would be good. But plane tickets would be great, you know, just feel free to do that. And we can get Matt out to your fair. That would be totally cool. I'd like to see, personally, I'd like to see you head to California. What do you think about that? Or how would this sound to you? How about January in Florida, one of the Florida fairs?
Yeah. Let's think of some other places I could be instead of here in January. Where else can we send me?
I thought you might like that. It's Arizona in February.
Ooh. All right, we'll have to see what response we get.
Yes. So if you'd like to help Matt get around the country, and we can bring him wherever you like, just make some donations, including tickets or whatever you'd like, and we'll make that happen.
Or so a contact pony. Us. I can ride a pony there.
Contact us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. And, of course, you can also leave your comments and suggestions in the show notes. And we want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast, tells their friends, interacts with us on our various forums. A special thanks to those who do support the podcast with donations. And like I said, you make any donations and anytime soon, and we're going to make that specially for Matt to travel. So if you'd like to do that, we'll see about raising some money. So Send in what you can, and we're going to see what we can come up with. And we'll find out what festivals you can get out of your snowy area from.
An extra special thank you to all the people who took the time to vote in the Renaissance Festival Awards. We had many more people voting this year than last year, and I can't wait to see the results.
We're going to finish up this show with an enormous penis by Boca.
Oh, the song, yeah.
By Boca Musica.
I think this last song should be specially dedicated to Kristen.
Yeah, it's from their CD, Going South. Hope you have a great, happy new year, and we will talk to you very soon. So, slancha.
Oh, wow. Bye.
Whenever life gets you down, has you wearing a frown, and the gravy train has left you behind.
Toot, toot.
And when you're all out of hope, down at the end of your rope, and nobody's there to throw you a line.
If you ever get so low and you don't know where to go,
sing it, Randy.
Come and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, 'cause I got the cure for all of my blues.
All of his blues.
I take a look at my enormous wiener, and everything is going my way. I take a look at my enormous hoo-ha, and the happy times are coming to stay.
Well, I sing and I dance when I dance in my pants, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous tallywhacker. a look at my enormous willie, and everything is going my way. I take a look at my enormous wee-wee, and the happy times are coming to stay. Yeah, I got massive amounts in the place where it counts, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way. My summer sausage,
know everything's going my way. My anaconda,
and everything's going my way. My ballpark frank,
know everything's going my way. My Eiffel Tower,
and everything is going my way. My bait and tackle,
know everything's going my way. My yogurt flinger,
but everything's going my way. My trouser trombone,
know everything's going my way. My jelly ho-ho,
know everything is going my way. My Monty Python,
know everything's going my way. My purple lavender,
and everything's going my way. My Uncle Remus,
know everything's going my way. My Johnny Crock Ring,
and everything's going my way. My new kebab.
Oh, enough, enough. Boys, that is just wrong.
What?
Besides, you know, size doesn't matter.
Yeah, Coco, you're right. My weapon of ass destruction.
Everything is going. I said everything is going. I said everything is going my way. My way.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, Kristen Roger, and Joe Haydu. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends of the great music you found. And we'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.